Brenna.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening to us. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. Or, as always, you can email me at On the Edge at businessontheedge.biz. We always like to thank our listeners, you know, and I have to stop right there because on Blog Talk Radio, sometimes I forget to thank our listeners. Not that I don't appreciate it, but it's just kind of, I start going, I don't have a lot of time, and I try to get my information out there. But we always want to thank you, and we appreciate your listenership for tuning in whenever we do a show around the globe, around the nation, and even locally. We work hard to bring you a show that we have great guests. When we bring our guests on, business resources, professional development resources that inspires your professional business growth. We want to see your business growth. And of course, Business on the Edge Extended is an extension of our AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge radio show here in the Bay Area, servicing the 9 Bay Area counties. I am the number one business coach here in the Bay Area. And if the other coaches don't like it, sorry, I don't know what to tell you about that. It's just deal with it. I'm just kidding. I'm just having a little fun here. So, you know, usually I do my 15-minute promo around 3 o'clock, from 3 o'clock to 3:15. But, you know, I decided, you know, it'd be really fun to kind of do it from the studio. I'll be on air in about a half hour here at AM 1220 KDOW. I'm in the studio waiting to get going with the show. We're preparing. My assistant's here. Vanessa's preparing. My producer's not here just yet, so we can talk about him, but don't tell him that I did it. No, actually, I have a great producer. Kevin is awesome. So we're here in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about what I'm going to talk about tonight on the Business on the Edge show. So if you're listening, we are 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so you can tune in, stream live at www.kdow.biz. If you are somewhere else on the globe, if you're not on the globe and out in space, if you have an internet connection, you can go to www.kdow.biz. And let us know you're listening out there. But otherwise, you can pick us up locally here at AM 1220 KDOW on your AM dial. So what's going on the show tonight? You know, I have this little pet peeve about the 30-second elevator speech, and I'm going to talk about that tonight. I'm going to talk about its origins and really what that was all about and whether or not we should keep it or kick it over. Should we kick over that sacred tile? Should we topple it over, or should we revamp it? Because the truth of the matter is that you really don't close deals with a 30-second elevator speech, and its origins would suggest that it was a little bit different than your brochure pitch that you're looking at and you memorize, and when you go to a networking event, you're doing your elevator pitch. And the reason why I want to kind of shake the tree on this a little bit, we just had our pitch. You know, once a month we do our On the Edge Small Business Network pitch. And I have two specific rules. Number one, no 30-second elevator pitches. I don't want to hear them. And the second one is please do not ask anyone, what do you do? I mean, those are like the two, I mean, really, you can't come up with anything more interesting than that. And I know that's what a lot of coaches are saying, you know, you need to engage people. But the 30-second speech was really a one-minute speech, and I'll get to that. Again, tune in tonight at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll talk about it and who originated it, you know. So I'm saying maybe we should just get down and, you know, roll up our sleeves and do something a little different because our methodologies are working here in the Bay Area and at our pitch. And so we had a standing room only. It was just, and everyone got to pitch. It was like 90 seconds. If you registered, you were able to pitch. And one person did an elevator pitch, and unfortunately, they got there a little late, so they did not hear my rules. And it's a really great company. I like the product, and I'm not going to tell you who it is because I don't want to embarrass them if they happen to ever listen to this archive show. Be interesting if they're listening to it now. So for the sake of not embarrassing them, I will not say who it is, but I did have a conversation with them. We kind of teased them a little bit at the pitch, but it was like I thought everyone was going to be put to sleep. It was very, very cookie-cutter speech, like it just came off the brochure. But that doesn't make me do business with you. And so one of my questions when I do this, and I put a microphone in front of every single person, let them hold the mic, and says, okay, in 90 seconds, tell me why we should do business with you. Tell us why you love what you do. And so we're going to dig into that a little bit, and we're going to have a couple of callers who were at the pitch and how it impacted them, because I can tell you now that all week long I'm getting emails flying back and forth watching people connect who were at the pitch. You know, do you go to a networking event and really you get like a ton of cards and there's really no one calling you to do business with you? And actually I have three rules. The third rule really is, no one's there to sell. Everyone's there to buy. If you're thinking buying, if I get you in a buying mode, then everybody's selling. So if you're buying and everybody's buying, then someone's buying your product and someone's thinking about buying. And one of the things that I share is like, hey, if you can't use their products, do me a favor and think about the other 250 people that you know could possibly use their products. Or 10 of those people that might be able to use your products or services. And so then networking. Oh, there's a novel idea. So we want to be able to network, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. Should we keep it or kick it over? Should we kind of modify it and make it a little bit more interesting? You know, when the event ended, it was so fantastic. I'll tell you about what happened at the end of the event. If you tune in tonight on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, if you're in the 9 Bay Area counties, you can pick us up on your AM dial. If not, you can pick us up at www.kdow.biz. Listen live, click on the button, and I will be there at 6 p.m. coming into the show. That's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I have about 7.5 minutes left here on this promo show. I hope you guys are doing great in your businesses and getting the information that we're giving out on Blog Talk Radio and on Business on the Edge, the AM dial. So what else are we going to talk about? We're actually planning on having a guest on. We're wondering whether or not our passion is gonna be okay for them. They're in Santa Cruz, and everyone knows that Santa Cruz reception typically, for lack of a better term, and I think I can say this on Blog Talk Radio, sucks. And so hopefully we can we sit, come on. You know, I could think of some entertainers that say far worse than that when they get on Blog Talk Radio. They kind of like lose their mind, you know, because they don't have a script in front of them. I'm just saying. Stick to the script. It'll be okay. Breathe. So hopefully Dr. Murray will be able to join us tonight. Dr. Murray is an optometrist. Now, here's what's interesting. So why would you care? You know, if you need glasses, get them. If you need contacts, get them. Well, he has this screening that he does that impacts how children learn and how they are productive in their education so they can grow up and be productive individuals in the workplace, and how it impacts adults. And so he has this vision training or vision, and it's vision therapy. So you're learning about different things that may be causing you not to be as productive as you could be in the workplace, not because you don't want to be, but maybe there's something else going on and we need to be able to resolve that. So I am interested in talking to him a little bit more. He was on the show last year, and I'm excited to have him back. Hopefully we can get him patched in well. Again, you're listening to Business Coach Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. and here on Blog Talk Radio, our extended show, just trying to make you aware of what we're doing here in the Bay Area. We got some other things coming up. Oh, let me not forget, we are going to give away, now, you can win. We're going to give away some free massages tonight at one of the local massage therapist places here in Los Gatos. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. And so if you happen to win and you're, I don't know, in Minnesota, you'll have to fly in. And if you do fly in and you win, come check us out at Business on the Edge or here at KDOW. We'd love to learn about you listening in on our show. We are going to do a live radio show, KDOW radio show in Chicago in a couple of weeks, and that is going to be on August 30th. So you can tune in again, same time, same place, 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, but make the adjustments for your areas. But I will be in Chicago for that show. I'm looking forward to that. So what else is going on? We're going to give away massages from Divine Massage Therapy. We're going to talk to some of our companies that was at our Business on the Edge network pitch, and we're going to talk to Dr. Murray in terms of vision and how it impacts you on the job as well, and a little history on the old elevator pitch that I am not excited about. So we'll talk about that tonight. In addition to that, what other things that we have coming up? If you're in the area, if you're in the Bay Area, if not, we're going to do this also webinars in terms of some of our classes here, the Anatomy of a Business Plan. You'll be able to take that. So we're going to make that available, and you can connect with us on businessofedge.biz to find out more about that in the coming weeks. But we're getting requests around the country to be able to connect with our workshops, our training classes, our small business training classes. We have the Anatomy of a Business Plan class coming up on August 19th. $45. Are you kidding me? For 2 hours of in-depth. I am going to take my personal plan that I got. I raised $250,000 on this plan. Well, maybe a little shy of $250,000, but I was in the ballpark, so it's fantastic. But I'm going to talk to you about how you write a business plan. I'm going to use that specific plan and what we did when we went to shop it around to banks. And of course, there's other ways of getting funding. Now we've got crowdfunding, crowdsourcing, in fact, like KivaZip, Kiva.org, Kickstarter, Community Leader, banks. If you really want to go that route in a traditional SBA, we still have those areas, Venture Capitalists, Angels, and all of that. So we're going to talk about those things. And then we have The Secret of a Marketing Blitz Plan. That is going to be in September, September 23rd. So we're excited about that. So what's the difference between a marketing blitz plan and a marketing plan? Well, the marketing blitz plan is something that I designed and put together that allows small businesses to get going a lot faster than a 3 to 5 year marketing plan. And we're going to talk about that. And our customers, if they stay on top of it, they see the results and see the success with their plans. And so we have companies here around the Bay Area that use that specific plan. So we have about 90 seconds. I will be on air in about 15 minutes here in the studio at AM 1220 KDOW. My Blog Talk Radio audience, you guys are awesome. I check in and see what kind of archive listeners we get. We get a lot of listeners in regards to that. Stay tuned with us. We're going to start doing more and more Blog Talk Radio shows, so stick with us. Stay tuned with us. We have our summit coming up in November. We're going to talk about that a little bit on the show as well. And you know what? If you're a business owner or you're a professional, you want to get a hold of our tools. All joking and kidding aside, you want to learn how to network well. You want to make sure that your business plan is solid. You want to make sure that you have a marketing plan outside of your business plan. You're going to have a component inside your business plan, but you're going to have a much more in-depth plan that's a standalone plan for you to really do the things that you need to do. And in today's society and with today's social media and internet, you are competing not just with your competitors, you're competing with everyone out there with that, you know, how they're going to spend that $1. So lots of good stuff there. So please, please, you know, connect with us. You can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz if you're interested in coming on the show. We'll take a look at you and give you feedback on that and see whether or not if you're a fit, we'll bring you on. If you're not a fit, we will wish you the best of luck and do well in what you're doing. And again, as always, live life on purpose and with a purpose.